A voice that bridged the gap between opera and popular music is gone. Baritone Robert Merrill died this weekend at his home in New Rochelle, New York. He sang with the Metropolitan Opera for more than 30 years, and his regular appearances on talk shows and at Yankee Stadium brought his voice to millions. NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire has this appreciation.
Robert Merrill may not have been a typical New Yorker, but he was a New York success story. His parents were Polish-Jewish immigrants. Merrill was born Moishe Miller in 1917 or 1919, depending on the source. His mother was a singer who saw talent in him and sought out one of New York's best voice teachers to start his training. In a 1978 interview, Merrill said somehow he always knew he'd be a singer.
I think it's intuitive. I mean, how did I know? I had a kid growing up in Brooklyn. I wanted to be a baseball player. I played semi-pro ball, and I had this instinct, I guess. But I believe that if you're prepared and that talent is there and that desire is there, it's going to happen somewhere.
In 1941, Merrill tried out for the Metropolitan Opera Auditions of the Air, a prestigious radio competition, with this aria from Rossini's Barber of Seville that later became one of his signature pieces. But the performance didn't go well, and he tried to improve his technique and stage presence working at resorts in the Catskills, performing both classical and popular songs alongside other entertainers.
Danny Kaye and Red Skelton and the Three Stooges and all the comics and many artists got the experience there, actually. It was a place where you spent 10 or 12 weeks, summer resorts, where you did everything.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always.
Robert Merrill had his Metropolitan Opera debut in December of 1945 and performed at the Met for the next three decades, with a voice that soprano Beverly Sills describes as dark velvet. Merrill connected with a television audience when he made guest appearances on talk shows like The Jack Parr Show, shedding any long-haired musician image he might have had.
It was so wonderful. I became a human being, not a guy with a costume on at the Met. It took me off a pedestal, and the people called me Bob instead of Mr. Merrill.
New York Yankee fans knew Merrill as a frequent singer of the national anthem. In 1986, he commented on how far he'd come since playing semi-pro ball.
I did make the big leagues. The opening of Yankee Stadium this year, the opening day. I not only sang the national anthem, I threw out the first ball. The first one in the history of baseball to do both.
Friends and family of Robert Merrill say that he was watching the first game of the World Series when he died on Saturday evening. Jeffrey Freimanwire, NPR News. Et songe bien, songe.